10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It's Wednesday, October 23rd, getting ready for the day here. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. How's your week going so far? How are you doing over there?
Oh, good. It's been a busy one. A lot going on kind of behind the scenes, but we are just catching up. My mom is coming into town with my aunt on Thursday, tomorrow. This Friday, I'm doing the keg tapping at the Hofbrauhaus for Oktoberfest, so that she always loves to come in for that, so my aunt's going to be joining her, so just getting the house ready for them to come and stay with us for a couple of days. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And is this the aunt that you do the happy hour with? Or do you still do that Friday happy hour Zoom with them?
We don't do that anymore. This aunt, she lives in Colorado also. She lives in a different city in Colorado.
Okay.
But she and my mom are pretty close, and they talk every day. And so she hasn't gone anywhere in a real long time. So we're excited that she's going to come out. It's going to be a fun time, and just kind of take them around. They're only here for a couple of days. It's a real quick trip, but they always love going to Oktoberfest over at Hofbrauhaus, so we're going to go and celebrate there on Friday night.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Send your aunt my love and your mom as well.
I will. How you doing?
Good. I went and I did early voting yesterday afternoon. It was so easy to go in. There was no line. I went in Summerlin, and the volunteers at the voting polls, the stations, are the sweetest people. They're so kind. And a bunch of them listen to the radio show. They recognize me from the radio show, and they say hi. And it was funny because, as they tell you, as you go in and vote, when you're done, make sure you wait for to say you're completed, and there's a green arrow pointing you the direction to leave, that you're done. You have to wait for the green arrow, and they tell you this stuff. And so I saw the green arrow and I left, and I'm going to drop in my little card in the box, and the guy that's working there was a guy that recognized me as I walked in, and the way he phrased it, he goes, "Did you see the green arrow?" And for some reason I thought he was talking about a movie. I'm like, "No." He goes, "You didn't see the green arrow?" I'm like, "No, was it good?" And at this point, another volunteer came over. "You didn't see the Green Arrow?" I'm like, "I didn't see the Green Arrow. Is it a good movie?" They're like, "No, the Green Arrow in the booth." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I saw." I just got confused for a second.
It was so funny. It's like, oh, boy, senior moment.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, "Wait, is it a good movie?" They're like, "No, the Green Arrow in the booth you just left." I'm like, "Oh, I saw that. And the way you phrased it, I thought you were talking about a movie." He's like, "No, the Green Arrow saying you're done." I'm like, "I saw the Green Arrow. I'm good."
It's a big thing right now, early voting until November 1st. So, yeah, get in there while you can. It's always fun to vote on election day. I think there's kind of like an excitement, but I do like the idea of going early, getting it done with, and not having to worry about that. I always worry, like, what if something happens on that day and I'm not able to make it? And oh my gosh, I would just be so upset, because I definitely want to get my vote in. So that's good that you got it taken care of.
Yeah, no lines. And if you jump on the Clark County website, it has all the polling locations here in town, and it gives you a real time update of how long the wait is. So if you're thinking about going out at lunchtime and wherever you're going, you could jump online and see, oh, there's a 20-minute wait, or there's no wait. So it's really cool to have that option.
Yeah, there's so many different precincts that you can go to do that. So, and then, of course, you can mail in your ballot or just wait for election day itself. So definitely get out there and vote. I love it. Let's get things going. Time for the pre-show you pick 'em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. What song do you want to hear? Do you want to hear "Bust a Move" by Young MC?
You run over there without a second to lose, and what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
Do you want to hear "I Love You Always Forever" by Donna Lewis? Or do you want to hear "Sex on Fire" by Kings of Leon? Choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to
want to
hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. Who has an unfinished project that is just waiting and waiting? And how long has it been sitting there? One of us has one. It's been over 2.5 years since it started. That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Bust a Move by Young MC is the pre-show you pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. They say that procrastination is the enemy of success. And you've learned this in a 2.5 year lesson.
Yes, I have. This goes back to 2021, I think. I bought this cafe table and I set it up in the corner of our yard thinking this would be a great cafe table. We can come out and have our coffee here on the weekends, have a glass of wine out there at night if we want to, and just relax. The only problem is to get to this cafe table at the corner of my property, you've got to go across like 5 yards of stones. You got to have shoes on to get there. So majority of the time when we're outside, I don't have shoes on. So in 2022, I decided to get some paver stones to make a nice pathway so you could walk to where like our patio ends and then walk on these nice paver stones and get to this cafe table. So 2022, I bought 4 paver stones from my actual landscaper. And he's like, where do you want them? I'm like, just leave them right there as soon as you enter our backyard. So we put them there in this one corner of our backyard. Those paver stones have been sitting stacked up ever since I bought them back in 2022.
And no plans to make that little pathway?
I do have plans. I just never execute those plans. I'm like, you know what? This will be the weekend. I'll take those 4 paver stones, clear out the area, and make the pathway to that cafe table. Nope, haven't done it.
What has stopped you?
Laziness. I think it's just laziness, but going out there and cleaning up the area and setting up the paver stones. And Laura even pointed out, she's like, what are those 4 things over there? I'm like, those are the paver stones. She's like, paver what? I'm like, paver stones. She's like, for what? I'm like, to make the pathway to our table. She's like, well, they've been there for years. Are you going to do something about it? I just need to do it. I just need to do it and
get
it done.
Just commit. That's what I always say. Commit. Just say it is happening. Put it in your calendar. 11 a.m. Saturday morning. That is going on my calendar just like any other appointment. And go out there and you do it.
Lay my paver stones down. But does anyone else out there have any unfinished projects? I had good intentions when I got those paver stones to make the pathway to my little table out there. But they've been sitting there for years.
I'm trying to think. That is one thing I'm pretty proud of, is I don't procrastinate. If I know something needs to get done, I will do it. And it's just that mindset. Like, I feel better when it's done. But I'm trying to think of like any home projects that maybe anyone has started. We're pretty good about that. Is there anyone listening that has a project that got started a long time ago and never got finished? 702-364-9400. We're pretty good with that. That's the one positive. There's plenty of other negatives we have going on, but that one is one we're not big procrastinators.
I remember growing up, we had an attic, an upstairs attic. You pull the stairs down to go up into the attic, and my parents wanted to get it finished just to make more room up there. And say they hired a contractor to come in there and just literally lay 2x4s down and cover the whole area so you have plenty of room to store stuff and go up there. Well, the contractor got about halfway done. All the wood was up there. Actually, plywood was up there. And I remember my dad saying, we'll finish the rest. And the contractor would be like, why? He's like, no, my two sons and I, we'll go up there on the weekend, we'll lay the rest of the wood down, we'll nail it in. And I think he did it to save some money. That attic is still the same way.
Never did it.
Never finished it.
Well, now we know where you got it from. You got the procrastination from, right?
Exactly. I learned it by watching my parents.
You can just blame it on your dad. Like, hey, I learned it from watching you. Sorry.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2158.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. You made it halfway. It's 6:02, October 23rd. Thanks so much for being here this morning, getting things ready to go. Busy show coming up. We've got details on the way on what is going on. I mentioned earlier my mom and my aunt are coming into town tomorrow. I'm doing the keg tapping at Oktoberfest at the Hofbrauhaus on Friday. And so my mom loves to come every year for that and celebrate. And now my aunt decided to come with me. But that means now I got to get like the house ready, you know, when you do all the preparations and stuff and you have guests over. And the nice thing is they are very low maintenance guests. My mom and my aunt, it's just basically clear the rooms, make sure I have some, you know, something for them to have for breakfast, and just very low maintenance guests. It's wonderful. But have you ever had a guest at your house that was like not low maintenance? Or what is the weirdest thing a guest has ever done at your house? I was talking to Matt about this last night, and we were just getting things ready. And he said, do you remember when your coworker came to our house and how weird that was? And I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this. One time, one of our coworkers came to my house, and it was like a business thing. Like we were doing something in relation to work, and they brought their spouse with them, which I wasn't expecting. I was kind of like,
extra guest.
Hi. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I didn't mind. And so we're getting ready to do the work stuff, and the spouse, I was like, go ahead and have a seat on the couch. The TV's on, you know, I gave her the remote. I was like, if you don't want to watch anything. And she's like, okay, thanks. And so we go and we do our thing. And Matt's kind of like, you know, in and out of the house, the garage. He's like, hey, how's it going and stuff. And he walks back in and she had taken her shoes off. She got one of our throw blankets. She like put her feet up on the couch. She had the remote and she was just like laying there, like changing channels. I don't know why. I thought it was really weird. It was so bizarre because she was like posted up laying on the couch. Just and I know I told her to like make herself at home and I gave her the remote. But like she went and covered up and was like laying down on the couch. It was so bizarre.
She truly made herself at home.
Yes.
She spread out with the blankets. And especially too, if it's a work thing, you can't focus on her. She's got to entertain herself because you're doing something else in the house. And then so when you say make yourself at home, I'm thinking, yeah, sit on the couch, find a show, turn the TV on and just sit there. But to lay out there and then grab the blanket too. Ooh, this girl was making herself at home.
It was so bizarre. And my husband's like, go check out the living room. And I walk in there. I was like, oh. And she was just like watching TV and laid up all snuggly and stuff. And it was, I don't know. If I went to someone's house, even though they told me to make myself at home, I don't think I'd grab like throw blankets and like cozy up on the couch. It was really bizarre. Have you ever had like a guest do something really weird in your home?
We had Laura's aunt and uncle were visiting us years ago. It was like Thanksgiving time, and Laura and her aunt were out doing some stuff, and it was just Walt and I in the house. And I remember we were going to go to Red Rock or something, and he called me upstairs. He had a question, and he was just strutting around upstairs in his tidy whities.
Oh my God.
Like, hey, JC. And I walk upstairs, and I'm like, yeah, Walt. And he's just there, like, in his tidy whities. I'm like, oh, okay. Make yourself at home as well.
He probably thought you guys were on, like, that level, you know?
I get it, but
you're
I...
You're on underwear level.
I wasn't there yet. I'm still not there yet with Uncle Walt. Now, coming up here on the show, as Mercedes mentioned, we have a lot going on, including those tickets for you to go see Shakira. That's happening right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mega Minute. And then up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, Dua Lipa may have just inspired a new product based on her latest viral video. What is it? We have details coming up in What's Trending.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We have tickets for you to go see Sam Hunt in just about 5 minutes.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Dua Lipa is trending this morning. The singer, she went viral last week when she shared a TikTok showing the way she prefers to enjoy her Diet Coke. Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw some things around this, yes.
Okay, so she starts with the Diet Coke. She pours the soda over a glass of ice, and then she adds some of the brine liquid from a container of pickles. She just pours some of that in. She threw a couple pickle chips in there. Then she gets some jalapeno juice from a jar of jalapenos, dumps some of that in there, and then a couple of jalapenos for that extra kick. Well, thousands of videos of people trying her concoction have been posted, and now it's gotten the attention of one of the manufacturers of a key ingredient in her pickle jalapeno soda, Clausen. They're now responding to Dua Lipa with a concept drink. So the company took to Instagram with a picture of a glass of what looks like soda and a can of Clausen. Just the brine beverage. It's canned and it's basically just pickle juice. That's it. No pickles. They sent out a challenge. It said, hey, Dua Lipa, we hear you. One sip is all it takes. Do we dare? 10,000 likes, and we might just make Kloss and dill pickle juice a thing. I mean, it's like legitimately in an aluminum can. Pop it open. I mean, use it as a mixer. They didn't get 10,000 likes. They got more than 67,000 likes on this picture. So now we wait to see if that happens.
What do you think of the actual her concoction? Because I saw some reaction videos and other people trying them, and I think it was Gordon Ramsay. Just he tried it and spit it out right away. There's something about it that sounds appealing, but I also like the taste of pickle juice too.
I don't mind the taste of pickle juice either. Like, that is something I would try. Do I think that would be my new daily drink? Absolutely not. But for like a one-time kind of test it out thing, I'd be okay with it. Is there like a weird food or drink combination that you have that most people be like, okay, that's really bizarre, but you like it?
Oh, I gotta think here. I was just thinking of pickle juice. I don't know how many people like pickle juice. We did it on Radio Truth of Dare, and I had to drink pickle juice, and I actually love the flavor of pickle juice, but I don't add it into anything else. And I can't tell you the last time I had a shot of pickle juice as well. Do you have a concoction?
Well, it's a food one, and it kind of stems from my Hungarian roots. There's this dish in Hungary called turos csusa, and it's basically like noodles and then this like cottage cheese type cheese on top of it, and then bacon on top of it. And my mom used to make that as a kid. Well, I remember I asked for it once, but we didn't have noodles, so she just gave me the cottage cheese and the bacon part of it. And I loved it. It turned out to be one of my favorite things. And to this day, I will eat cottage cheese with bacon mixed in it. It's delicious. You guys have to try it.
It sounds good with that texture in there.
Would you ever make a
strip of bacon and then kind of make like bacon chips and use it as a dip?
No, I didn't. But I would I would microwave turkey bacon and then crumble it up and then just put it on top of a cup of cottage cheese, and that would be like my breakfast.
That sounds great.
High in protein. And that is what's trending.
Let's do this. We got what's trending. We got Heads Up right now, and caller 20, you are playing Heads Up. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and we got a great prize for you.
We are giving you tickets to see Sam Hunt. Bye. Sam Hunt, he is going to be at the Blue Live Theater this weekend at the Fountain Blue, and it's going to be an amazing evening with Sam Hunt. These tickets are for Friday night. We are scheduled to have Sam Hunt on the show tomorrow morning, so you definitely want to check that out. But right now, your two tickets to see him with Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you get the tickets. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have Giselle on for Heads Up. Good morning, Giselle.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play for these Sam Hunt tickets?
I am ready.
All right, let's get you a category. Do you want to go with Back to the Future, Mind Your Business, or Head and Shoulders?
Let's do Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business. Celebration of the Mind Day was on Monday. These are all things that are associated with your mind or your brain, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Can I do Mercedes, please?
Yes.
All right, Giselle, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And when you do, you win. And Heads Up, Giselle, you start now.
This is the bone that makes up your head. It's called the what?
Cranium.
The whole thing with the jaw and everything.
Skull.
Yes. This is what, let me blank about that. When someone tells you something, let me... Yes. This is, I have a really bad one of these. I can't remember anything. I can't remember things, so I have a bad what?
Brain fart.
He broke my heart. No, I'm going to pass on that. I'm going to take some Tylenol. I have one of these.
Headache.
Yes. I'm not dumb. I'm...
Smart.
Yes. This is like the study of the mind that you might major in college. Yes. This is, I'm going to pass that. I'm going to pass that. Sometimes we take a day off to preserve our what?
are
like we need oh my gosh.
Oh, you're
these
right
were
there.
So hard. Oh, Giselle, I'm so sorry. Like, we passed on memory. I can't remember anything. I have a bad memory. I passed on the word mindful. I didn't know where to go with that. I also passed on brain cells, which apparently I don't have many of them this morning.
she was right there. 5 more seconds, she would have got it.
And then take a day off for your mental health. That was where I was going with that one. I'm so sorry, Giselle. I let you down. Hang up and try again. Call right back, because caller 20, you get these tickets, 2 of them, to see Sam Hunt as he comes to town this weekend over at the Fountain Blue. You get the tickets right now at 702-364-9400. Coming up next, we are going to talk about something that one of us plans on doing on Halloween. Are they too old for this? We're going to talk about it coming up next. Club isn't the best place. I'm in love with the shape of you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We are just a week and a day ahead of Halloween, and a lot of people are getting ready, getting those costumes ready. Exciting time of the year. And you're super excited about Halloween this year, Steph.
I am. So James and I and Momo, we have a group costume together. I'm going to be a cowgirl. James is going to be a cowboy. And then Momo's going to be a cowboy rider. He has like a little harness. And Momo, he's my dog. So Momo has like a harness on his stuff, and on his back is a cowboy. So we have a cute little group costume. But one of the things I'm debating James is, I really want to go trick-or-treating. And he's like, we don't have kids. We just have a dog. I'm like, well, Momo's kind of like our kid. And I was like, I think it'd be fun before we have kids just to go trick-or-treating ourselves. We're doing something for ourselves this year. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Trick-or-treating without kids seems kind of creepy. So we're going back and forth to see if we want to go trick-or-treating on Halloween night without kids.
Do you want to go like to a house and like you're going to go up as a grown adult and you ring my doorbell, open the door, and there's you growing up, like,
yes,
saying trick-or-treat?
Yes! I want to be around like that inner child in me. I want to make sure that I, you know, this is really one of the last couple years we're going to have Halloween's just ourselves before we have kids and settle down. I think it'd be fun.
I get the walking around part with it, like going, like, you know, out in the neighborhoods and taking Momo and walking the streets and getting the vibe of it. But once you start going up to houses and stuff, that's for the kids.
No, I want it to be for us. I think it'd be great.
Sarah, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I do think it's a little odd. Maybe go with family or even celebrate being an adult and go and get your own candy and pick out whatever you'd like.
Yeah, that's an option. Like, still, you can get the candy and have fun with it. But yeah, maybe I agree. I wouldn't say creepy. I think it's sweet. I think that I get the wanting to be playful and childlike and stuff. But that's for the kiddos. Like, save the candy for the kids and maybe find a cool Halloween party in town where you guys can go and still celebrate, but not take away the candy from the kids.
This is also the thing. Candy's kind of expensive, and we're trying to get like a cheap way to get candy, so that's one of the things we're like, hey, come on, let's just go a couple houses. We won't like have to steal everyone's candy.
I tell you what, I'll save some candy for you from my house, and I'll bring it for you the next day.
Okay,
I'll tell me what you want. We've got the full size candy bar, so I'll get to you. Yeah, 2 each.
You
pick whatever you want.
Full size candy.
Yeah,
bars,
I'll bring you some. So just save the trick or treating for the kiddos, and then you can get some candy from my house.
I'm gonna wear a mask. I'm gonna pretend I'm not me. I'm gonna go to your house. I'm gonna like, hey, trick or treat.
No, it's just, I'd be so weird. Like, all these kids coming up. Here you go. And there's like staff and trick or treat. I'm like, are you the parents? Like, collecting for one of your kids is not here?
Honestly,
no.
If you did wear a mask, no one would know.
Just
really.
A tall kid. Yeah.
Okay, I'm changing my costume. No more cowgirl. And then maybe I'll just go by myself and then pretend James is my dad. That's my dad over there.
Someone just texted, said, rent a kid.
Take
someone's kid. This one says, Steph, don't go trick-or-treating. Go bar hopping. People will give you a lot of free drinks. And this says, Steph, I love the idea. You should dress up and give candy away, though, instead of going to the doors. She don't have any candy. She needs the candy to do that first.
Mercedes, can I borrow Brooklyn for the night?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Former Los Angeles Dodgers star pitcher Fernando Valenzuela, who changed Major League Baseball by sparking Fernando Mania in the early 80s, he has passed away at the age of 63. His family made the announcement. He was a six-time All-Star who burst onto the scene in 1981, winning both the National League Cy Young and Rookie of the Year Award, along with a World Series title. That, you know, the World Series starts on Friday, Los Angeles Dodgers versus New York Yankees, and that series that he won was against the New York Yankees. He was also a color commentator on the Dodgers Spanish language television broadcast. Left the job suddenly in September. He's going to be honored on Friday night during game one of the World Series. And Friday's game marks the first time since the pitcher's rookie year that New York and LA will face each other in the World Series. He's survived by his wife and his four children.
Absolute legend. And I some of these, you know, older baseball players, I look back and I just think of trying to get their baseball cards when I collected baseball cards in the 80s, and I remember his card so vividly, him on the mound. And when I got that card, I'm like, yeah, it's a Fernando Valenzuela card. It's worth a lot of money too. It's sad. He's a legend. He's
63
gone.
Years old.
So
he's
young.
Very young. Yeah, I wonder what happened. It's just, yeah, that's so sad, and definitely a baseball legend. I'm so excited for this World Series. I cannot wait for this.
I'm excited for you. That's your team.
Oh.
And then also, I mean, Matt likes the Dodgers as well. There's a lot going on in your house, but you've been a Yankees fan your whole life, so this is cool.
Well, and I mean, I just feel like it's two iconic franchises going up against each other. I know that most people like hate those two teams, but I don't know. I am so excited about it. It's going to be so cool.
It's good for baseball and it's good for sports.
Yes,
it's going to be great
sure.
to watch. Side note, who's is there a favorite going into it?
I don't know, but the Yankees, they're my favorite.
I'm asking the Yankees fan. Oh, Yankees.
That I don't know. Also this morning, if you cry during movies, you could be at greater risk of an early death. Now, behaviors associated with neuroticism increase your chances of a premature death by 10 years. Neuroticism is associated with negative emotions like fear or sadness or irritability, but it's made of a bunch of different components like loneliness and anxiety and irritability, and that just wreaks havoc on the mind and on the body. So scientists have identified loneliness as the strongest predictor of a premature death, because the feeling can lead to all sorts of bad things for you. Other aspects of neuroticism include mood swings, feeling fed up. All those things are associated with a higher mortality risk.
Mood swings, check. Being fed up with stuff, check.
Sadness, irritability.
Check. Right, we got all of them, don't we?
Well, I mean, I'm not lonely. I do have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I do get irritated, but that's other people's fault, not mine. Just kidding.
That's a great way to look. I'm not in a bad mood. You're making me in a bad
mood. You're the one doing this. No, I'm just kidding.
And it said crying at movies was a key thing, too?
Yeah. Do you cry at movies? What's the last movie you cried at?
Oh, trying to think about movie. TV show, I wasn't like weeping, but I got tears. Are you watching the new season of Shrinking?
We watched one episode last night. Yeah,
it was a flashback scene that had me. I wasn't bawling, but it had me welled up a little bit.
Yeah, that was a sad scene. I know exactly what you're talking about. I get teary eyed and emotional when I watch like K dramas, especially like they really get me. But it's more of like thinking about how lucky I am in life, and like I it's more of a reflection thing, not like, oh, this is so sad, I want to, you know what I mean? Sometimes I cry when I'm happy and grateful. I don't know if other people do that.
It's like a gratitude thing.
Yeah.
You stop and appreciate everything you have in life, from just being alive and waking up and putting 2 feet on the ground today.
Exactly.
Cry over that.
Maybe
we're
I
alive.
Should not be crying about that. Maybe I should be happy about that. I don't know. Finally this morning, audience members that were attending an orca show at SeaWorld San Antonio got more than they bargained for. First of all, I didn't know we were still doing these orca shows. I thought we were done with that. So I'm kind of like, ew, why are we doing this still? But they were attending this show and the killer whale defecated in the pool and then splashed the crowd with the soiled water. Sorry we're laughing, but I kind of am like, you know what? That orca had every right to do that.
It was orchestrated, too.
Yeah.
That orca knew what they were doing.
So I guess this video was posted on TikTok, and it shows the whale swimming in its glass-walled pool with just a cloud of whale poop following behind it. And then the orca splashes the feces filled water onto the crowd and SeaWorld employees. There was just a mixture of shock and disgust and some amusement. SeaWorld San Antonio has yet to comment on the incident. SeaWorld announced in 2016 that it would end its orca breeding program and phase out the animals at its parks after the current generation dies out. Right now, there's 5 orcas at SeaWorld San Antonio.
Oh, so we're just waiting for them to die. Because they can't release them. They cannot release them out in the ocean. They'll die as soon as they get out there.
It's just so sad. I just... Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch that documentary, that Blackfish documentary?
I didn't, no.
Oh, man. It's rough. It's really... Yeah, and it just made me, like, never want to see anything mm-hmm. like that again. But, yeah, the video's on TikTok where you can see him go to the bathroom. Everyone's watching it. Then, boom, it lands on all of them.
We need an update from you. Because you did something last night that I think a lot of us are waiting on an update from you.
It was my final tour stop. I've been on tour this whole volleyball season. I don't know if anybody knows this, but yes, I've been on tour. It's been what I've been calling the Mercedes. Let's see, I have it written down here. The Mercedes volleyball warm-up playlist Las Vegas tour. And I've been going to different high schools here in the Valley when my daughter plays them and judging their playlists for warm-ups and seeing how they're doing. And it was my final stop last night. I stopped at Centennial High School, and I've got some thoughts on their playlist. I've got some thoughts on the night, and we'll see. I've got my top 3 of the season.
The official rankings?
My official rankings. Who had the best warm-up volleyball playlist in the city, at least of the high schools I went to? We'll talk about some of the songs. We'll talk about my top 3. And if you go to Centennial and you were there last night, I'd love to hear from you. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the morning. The Mercedes Las Vegas volleyball warm-up playlist competition officially wrapped up last night. It has been a great season. And basically, when I go to my daughter's away games, I sit there and I really analyze their warm-up playlist and just to see, like, what kind of vibe are we going through? And in my mind, I've been rating them, you know, kind of ranking them based on what I like. And it's no surprise. I'm a big fan of hip hop. That's kind of like my favorite kind of music. But I appreciate a really well curated playlist. And some of these high schools, man, they killed it this season.
I really enjoyed you coming in and telling us the songs they were playing, following your official rankings. And Mercedes was completely honest because you came in 1 week and said a high school that you went to completely dropped the ball. Like they just plugged in their phone and hit play.
Yeah. And it was that school in particular, they didn't have anything playing during the JV warmups. It was like silent in there. It was like,
you can't do that.
Squeak, squeak. All you could hear are the shoes on the squeak, 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 squeak. I was like, oh man, we need some music up in here. So last night, I was at Centennial High School, and I have to say, they right off the bat, the second I walked in the door, they started playing music that I was like, okay, we're here to win tonight, right? All right, I like what you're doing. So I'm gonna go through some of the songs, and I want you to give me your assessment on how they did. Okay.
And I don't believe you mentioned where you're going because you don't want them to know ahead of time that you're coming in. They don't want to know that you're coming in to kind of pander towards your taste.
The only time I finally reveal where I'm at is when I go on Instagram and start saying, "Okay, here's where we're at."
Okay.
So this is the first song that started playing when I walked in the door last night. Travis Scott, Sicko Mode, which I really like this song for a playlist. The girls, they were jumping around. You could tell they were into it. It was really good.
This is a good vibe walking in. It's your first song you're hearing?
The very first song.
Yeah, I'm feeling this. Okay.
Okay, so they're all warming up to some Travis Scott. And I have to say, Travis Scott is featured heavily on a lot of playlists mm-hmm. in the Valley. Lots of the kids, love Travis Scott. So then we go into some DNA by Kendrick Lamar, another artist who is heavily featured on warm-up playlists here in the Valley. So we're definitely going with the hip-hop vibe here at Centennial High School so far. The girls are having fun. Then this song comes on and they all lose it. This song reminds me of being at the Aces game because the Aces warm up to Fiend again, Travis Scott.
Perfect.
It's all hip hop. So I, of course, am absolutely loving it. Here's where we had some issues. Their speaker system kept cutting out.
Oh, no.
It kept cutting out. Like, the song would be going. We'd be like, yes, this is good. All right. And then it was like, all of a sudden, like, wait, what happened? And then squeak, 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 squeak. Like, it just kept cutting in and out. And I don't know if someone's phone was plugged in and they were, like, getting text messages. And that's what was making it. But it was really bugging me.
So I was going to say, does that affect you? Do you look past the technical difficulties?
I have to be fair, you know?
Oh, no. Like, Centennial Hills.
Just based on this playlist, it was awesome. But I want to go a little further on a couple of things, okay? And we can do this when we come back. I thought they absolutely killed it with their songs in between during timeouts, not just the warm-up, but wait until you hear what they played during timeouts, okay?
Okay.
I think you're really going to enjoy that.
Okay, so I want something to punch through.
I know you don't love that's not you, but we'll play that coming up next. It's Mix. Flip the script for the hell of it. Mix 94.1. I was at Centennial High School last night, and I was on my final stop of the Mercedes Judges Your High School playlist, warm-up playlist for the volleyball games tour.
It's the longest name ever, and I love it.
I change the name every time I talk about it, honestly, but it's been a lot of fun going to these other high schools and listening to what they play. I told you some of the songs that they played earlier. Lots of Travis Scott, lots of Kendrick Lamar. And if you're into hip hop, you probably love that. If not, you would have hated it. I was a fan. I thought it was really good. But they really, really shocked me when they played songs during timeouts. Not that they played songs, because a lot of schools do, but it's usually within the same genre. So imagine my surprise when the first timeout is taken last night, and all of a sudden, this song starts playing. Like, is that New Edition? Did a teacher just plug in their phone? What's going on?
I'm liking this. Is it a timeout song? Yeah. The warm-up had me up and down, but this I'm feeling this here is a timeout song.
Okay, next timeout comes to be, and this starts playing. And I look at my daughter. She's like, is this? And I'm like, it is.
Now this is a story all about how my life.
Everyone in the crowd was singing this.
Yes.
So this was really good. I was like, okay, wow, I got to rate them high. Even though their sound system was cutting out earlier, this has been pretty good. And then this one took it all. My husband's jaw dropped when this one started playing.
Whoa.
Didn't expect it. Didn't expect it.
Centennial Hills coming in strong with the timeout song.
I think it's just Centennial High School, but it is
Centennial High School.
Yeah, but so there you go. That was the Centennial High School warm-up experience and in-game experience too, if I'm being honest. And I have my awards to hand out. My top three schools and their playlists. I will be revealing those coming up next.
You know, all the kids are sitting at the radios right now, listening to the Odyssey app. They want to know if their school is the winner, because Centennial Hills is strong. I remember all the other high schools you mentioned. This is going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to... We'll see. Did Centennial make the top three? I've got the top three. I'll reveal them. They might be in class. I don't know if they're actually listening. But still, we're going to make the reveal here coming up next.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. There's tickets for you to see Shakira coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
So we were talking about my my volleyball playlist awards, I guess. What am I calling
you
it
You were
again?
Calling it the Mercedes Las Vegas Volleyball Warm-Up Playlist Competition.
I like that. I like that. That's the name of it. And last night we were at Centennial High School. Centennial High School did a great job with their playlist. Points got taken off, though, because at some point, their sound system would keep cutting out, and all we could hear is just, like, all the sneakers on the... So, yeah, that was a bad thing. So, I have come up with my final rankings here. The best volleyball warm-up playlists in Las Vegas awards. Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this?
I'm nervous for some reason.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I'm excited. Nervous? Who's going to be number one?
Coming in third place, they inspired this whole journey. This high school made me really stop and say, wow, this is a good playlist. Because they play things like from a millennial's dream, Super Bass, Soulja Boy, Disney Channel songs. And that third place goes to Shadow Ridge High School.
Okay, Shadow Ridge. Woo! Nice, nice.
All right.
That's big.
Yes, they were the inspiration for this. Coming in at number two, I ran into their coach at a volleyball tournament this weekend, and he said, hey, thanks for the shout out on the radio. We heard you talking about our playlist. And I said, it was good. It came in at number two, and that is Durango High School. Woo-hoo-hoo! You guys were good. You guys were real good. Lots of hip hop there, current, old school. I really appreciated the mix that you guys went with. And now, taking the trophy. And I think I'm going to have a plaque made for them.
You should, or at least a banner they can hang up. H&J Trophies will make you a plaque.
The number one warm-up playlist this 2024 volleyball season goes to... Arborview High School! Absolutely nailed it. They had Eminem. Of course, you know, they're Kendrick and Travis Scott, but they had such a good energetic mix. I had to give it to them. So congratulations, Arborview High School.
That is huge. Centennial, if they didn't have the technical difficulties, you think they could have slid into it?
Yeah,
they
could have. It was, I had to go with the technical difficulties.
Yeah,
none of the other schools had that. So I had to take down points for that.
That
so
hurts.
I'm sorry. Maybe next year is your year. We'll see. Hopefully my daughter tries out for the team next year, because otherwise that was the end and the beginning all in one season.
Well, plaque is coming your way, Arborview. Congratulations.
That was fun. I love visiting the high schools. It's just so cool.
It's great energy at the high school.
Yeah, it's really fun.
See the girls having a blast doing that.
Yeah.
The kids taking the time to put thought into the playlist. Imagine if they knew you were coming.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I went incognito. Nobody knew I was showing up. I'm kind of like one of those secret shoppers where you go in and they don't know you're a secret shopper. That was me.
Sitting under the corner taking notes.
Yes.
Well, it's now time for the Mega Minute.
Your tickets right now to see Shakira.
I'm on tonight.
They haven't even gone on sale yet. The announcement was just this week. They go on sale Friday at noon, and we've got your winner before you can buy them tickets right now with the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Can you answer them all correct in that time? If so, you get these tickets to see Shakira at Allegiant Stadium. Caller 20, you're playing. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Amanda's caller 20, and she is playing the Mega Minute today. How you doing, Amanda?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How would you like to see Shakira?
That would be amazing.
I know. The tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. You just got to conquer the Mega Minute. Not going to lie. Snuck a peek at the questions. I think you can do it, Amanda. I really do. Okay.
Well, Amanda, you got this. You got 60 seconds to get 10 of these questions correct. Now, if you pass on one or if you get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. And Amanda, the Mega Minute, you start now.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop are mascots of what cereal?
Rice Krispies.
How many Great Lakes are there?
Four?
No. Shakira headlined the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show with what other singer?
Oh, gosh, pass.
Chance the Gila Monster is the mascot for which hockey team?
Oh, my gosh, pass.
What actress is playing Elphaba in the upcoming Wicked movie?
Oh, shoot. I don't know her name.
Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for which NFL team?
The Jets?
Yes. Prince Charming was the love interest of which Disney princess?
Snow White.
Judges.
No.
No? Okay. We're going to take a no on that. Katy Perry featured Snoop Dogg on which of her hit songs?
Pass.
Which two Major League Baseball teams are facing off in the World Series?
Yeah, pass. I have no idea.
Who played Marty? Oh, man. You know, maybe I was wrong on that sometimes.
Yeah. I think that was, as soon as you said, this is an easy one, Amanda.
I mean, maybe these were more in my wheelhouse than yours, Amanda. It happens, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. You know what? It just didn't work out this time. Let's go over some of these answers. How many Great Lakes are there? There are five Great Lakes. You said four, so you're close. Shakira headlined the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show with what other singer? Jennifer Lopez was the answer on that. Chance the Gila Monster is the mascot for which hockey team? It's our Vegas Golden Knights. You know, maybe you didn't know his name. The actress playing Elphaba in the upcoming Wicked movie is Cynthia Erivo. And Aaron Rodgers, you got that one right. Prince Charming, the love interest of which Disney princess? You said Snow White. The answer is apparently Cinderella on that one. So, sorry about that. And then Snoop Dogg was on the Katy Perry song California Girls. The two teams facing off in the World Series are the Dodgers and the Yankees. And yeah, so that was that.
It was hard, but it was fun, though. It sounded like she was having some fun still.
We had an enjoyable time on that. Unfortunately, not as enjoyable as we would have if we had a winner. But that means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets. Two of them to see Shakira as she comes to Allegiant Stadium next year, June 28th. The tickets are yours for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, what do you guys think about this? In an effort to stop passengers from boarding their flights before their assigned boarding group, American Airlines, they're testing out a new boarding system that uses audible alerts and visual prompts to inform both the passenger and gate agent when someone is attempting to board early. So far, the trial has received a lot of positive feedback. A lot of travelers are happy about this technology, which really helps improve the boarding process. Gate agents are able to make exceptions in situations like when a passenger needs to board with a family member or something like that. The system is currently being piloted at select airports with plans for further expansion.
You mentioned the audio signal. So if you're zone two or you're zone three and it's boarding zone two and you try to sneak in there, everyone will hear, oh, you're trying to sneak on early.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I am a fan of that. I don't like when people think like, oh, the rules don't apply to me. Yesterday, we're getting off of an exit. We're off of the 215. I think it was like the North Durango exit. And there's the lane to turn right. Well, it was plugged. It was backed up. Well, some guy decides, oh, these rules don't apply to me. And he goes on the side of the lane, you know, on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And what's funny is at some point there's a barrier that just is in the middle of it. So he got all the way up to the barrier, which is where we were stuck. And I turned, I'm in the passenger seat, and I looked at him and I'm like, and I said, where does he think he's going? And I think he could read my lips. And he turned and he just looked straight ahead and he would move out. And Matt's like, I'm not letting him in. Like, why is this guy riding on the shoulder to try to get past everyone?
I think he's going
to
slide right in there too. That's great that they have the barrier because, you know, maybe been in that situation like, oh, I got this. And all of a sudden, like, oh, I don't. I got to stop here.
I have to stop and let everyone who was in front of me pass because none of them are going to let you in.
Do you think Southwest should have this too? Because Southwest, you know, Southwest is changing the rules, right? It's not going to be
they're going to have reserved seats here soon. I mean, I think the boarding process on Southwest is it's really kind of one of those like, I don't know. I feel like it's a free for all because first, you're trying to check in for your flight 24 hours in advance if you don't get the early bird and just hoping you make it in the A group. Then let's say you do, you're like A36, and then you have to get in line and you're like, hey, what number are you? I'm A36. Oh, I'm 37. I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm in front of you. Like, I just hate that whole interaction.
And their whole family boarding that they do, I think they do it at the end of the A, they do something at the end of the A group before the B group.
Yes.
And that is just huge, whoever's in that line as well. So it's, by the time you get on, I mean, the plane's full.
Well, I saw a family once. We were like B4. And this family comes up for family boarding. And they have like two kids that are like 17 and 18 years old. And it's for people with young kids, little kids that need to sit together. And the gate agent's like, where are the kids? And they're like, we're here for family boarding. We're a family. And she's like, it's only for small children. And they're like, well, we want to all be together. And she's like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait. And I was like, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, score.
You
know? That's a good gate agent right there.
Also this morning, happy birthday, Kim Kardashian. I guess the gift that her daughter Northwest got her, a lot of people are questioning, like, what is this supposed to be? She just turned 44 years old. And the 11-year-old bought her mom an engraved diamond necklace. I mean,
from an 11-year-old?
I don't know any 11-year-olds that can buy their mom an engraved diamond necklace, but that's really cool. But here's the thing. Kim posted a clip on her Instagram stories where she revealed the present and she wrote, okay, North got me this diamond necklace that says Skibbity Toilet. Wow. And then love North. North chimed in saying, because you love Skibbity Toilet. So you don't have to ask your kids. We'll break it down for you. It's definitely a saying that they have. And Skibbity Toilet is an animated viral computer graphic web series on YouTube. That it's basically a fictional war between human head toilets and humanoids. So they're, yeah, it's definitely a 2024 gift for sure. Skibbity Toilet.
That is so funny. It's a Gen Z thing for them too. Okay. What other things could we have engraved if we're going with Gen Z terms?
Oh, you ate.
Oh,
my kid says that all the time. Oh, you ate with your outfit today. You ate. I'm like,
it's a compliment,
I didn't eat
right?
Anything. I'm starving. What are you talking about?
That's a compliment.
Yeah,
ate,
that's
right?
A total compliment.
Like, why are you saying I ate? I thought it looked good. You're saying I look fat. What are you saying I ate?
Finally, this morning, what is the craziest thing you've done to rescue your phone? Maybe it fell in the toilet. You reached in there. Maybe in the trash. I'm sure this lady probably beat you. This woman in Australia, she was rock climbing earlier this month when she dropped her phone and it slipped down a crevice between two boulders. She figured she might be able to squeeze herself right in there, get it out, but apparently she did not consider her escape plan. She got all the way inside to the point where you could only see her feet between the rocks, and she became stuck.
Oh no.
Upside down. She didn't have her phone to call for help. She couldn't move. Fortunately, she was not by herself. Her friends were able to figure out where she was and make an emergency call. The crew got there. It was not an easy thing to get her out. They had to have several boulders moved just to get access to her, including one that was over 1,000 pounds. And even then, the workers navigated her feet first up through this bend, which took about an hour. She was cool, calm, collected. It was able to do what the rescuers asked, and 7 hours stuck upside down in the rocks. After that, she was freed. She was checked out at a hospital. She's okay. She only made it out with a few cuts and bruises. But after all of this, her phone was still not recovered.
Oh,
it
no.
Slid through the rocks and they never found it.
All that for nothing. Well, it's Wednesday, so that means coming up here next, we have our career day.
Yes, and we'll have a guest on to tell us all about their job. You can ask whatever you want. I honestly have never heard of this job before. I don't even really understand what it is. And that might make it even more interesting. A runner from an entertainment company. What does that mean? What are we going to find out? We're talking to Jeff coming up next on Career Day. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning. And it's Wednesday. That means it is time for Career Day. Everyone, gather around. We are going to talk to someone with an interesting job. You can ask whatever you want. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. That is our number. And if you'd ever want to be featured on Career Day, we'd love to have you join the show. You can reach out to us through social media, through our website, mix941.fm. And this morning, welcome Jeff to the show. Hi, Jeff.
Woo! Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning. We are great. So you are a runner from an entertainment company. And I was like, I don't understand what that is. Can you explain what your job is?
Basically, I'm a runner slash production assistant, and I drive a van, and I go and do whatever's needed for the artist. I might go shopping. I might go do a liquor run. I might go to the airport, pick people up, drop people off. I'll do runs to the hotels, dry cleaning, whatever the artist might need. I'm their guy.
Oh, wow. So when you say a runner from the entertainment company, it's like this company works with celebrities and you're the one tasked with making sure they have what they need, no matter what it is.
Pretty much, yeah. Their supervisor, their boss, or whoever there's in charge of the artist will say, go here, do this, get that, pick this up, pick those people up, whatever. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty laid-back, pretty easy job. Not real difficult. A lot of sitting around and doing nothing for hours on end, but it's a great gig. I love it.
Well,
I'm retired, and this is what I do.
Let's dive into it then, because you're working with celebrities. In your mind, what was the biggest celebrity you ever had to go get something for or pick up?
There's a multitude, but Lady Gaga comes to mind. Lenny Kravitz comes to mind. The Scorpions, Bob Seger, Neil Young, just about anybody in the entertainment industry that rolls through town. I'm there.
Oh.
Taylor Swift.
Wait, what did you have to do for Taylor Swift?
Basically nothing specific comes to mind, but be on hand and stand around, and whatever needs to be done, go do this, pick these people up, do that, and had to do that for 5 nights in a row. What a bummer.
Oh, yeah, really. We just got a text here on our text line, and if you have any questions for Jeff, our number is 702-364-9400. This question is, has any entertainer asked you to get something or do something that you were uncomfortable with?
You know, I really don't care. I'll do just about anything. If they're asking me to do it and they want it, I don't care. The biggest thing is probably a trip to Planet 13 and pick up some accessories for personal entertainment or whatever you want to call it, you know. Pick up marijuana if needed, but I don't care. I'll go anywhere anybody wants. You ask me, I'll do it. I got no shame.
Do you have a company credit card? So Lady Gaga says, I need you to go pick up this liquor at a certain store. Do you have a company credit card? Do you run down and just use the company credit card?
It depends on the artist. They'll either give me one of their credit cards for their production company or a stack of cash.
Whoa. Do they let you keep that cash or do you have to bring them their change?
Unfortunately, I got to bring them their change back at the end. It's got to go all add up to the receipts have to add up to how much was spent, et cetera, et cetera.
Like, even if you have like change, like 75 cents, do you have to give that back?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Down to the penny.
Jeff, how many?
Because it's.
I'm assuming you have a lot of connections here in town, because what if Lenny Kravitz says, I need my suit pressed, I need it dry clean, I need it dry clean by tonight, and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you have a lot of connections in town where you can call a certain dry cleaner or call a certain business and they'll get stuff done for you fast?
Absolutely. I've got a local dry cleaner that I use, and then a lot of bus drivers need their regular laundry done. So there's a 24-hour fluff and fold over on Maryland Parkway. I'll take it in there, and they take care of me and get it back to suite. So, you got connections for food, for, you want certain sweets. Somebody wants a cake from here. Somebody wants a gluten-free cake. I got a place to go. So, you just got to keep an open mind and have all these places.
I love it. We're talking to Jeff. He is a runner for an entertainment company. Basically, he is tasked with getting these celebrities anything they need, whenever they need it. Coming up next, we want to go to some more of your calls and texts and questions. questions at 702-364-9400. I want to know, I'm going to ask you, Jeff, so be prepared, who the coolest, the nicest celebrity you've ever worked with has been, and who was maybe not the nicest. And of course, we're going to get to the payday question. What does a job like that pay? All of that is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's career day, and we are talking to Jeff, who is a runner for an entertainment company. Jeff, we're getting so many questions. I'm going to do a little rapid fire here. How did you get your job?
I did it in a previous town that I worked in. I started in security and moved my way up. And did it in a previous town I lived in, moved here, and it's a very small world, so everybody's connected, and one thing led to another, connections, people know people, and next thing you know, I got a job.
Do you get to meet the celebrities or see their shows?
I usually have an all-access pass, and I can go anywhere I want, and I can sit in and watch the show, not necessarily from a seat, I drove Lenny Kravitz to a gym once, and he was super nice to me and made a comment about my wallet chain. So, you know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes they're standoffish, and they don't want to, you know, they've got their thing going on, but other times they're real people.
Are you on call 24 hours a day, or do you have a set shift?
I'm available any time, but I usually have a shift like, hey, can you come in and work this this day, this gig, yes or no? Yeah, but it's not like a drop of a hat and you got to go do this unless I'm really needed in a situation.
And have you ever had to pick up an enormous amount of baby oil?
I got no comment on that.
Okay. All right, Jeff, I got to know, who is the coolest celebrity that you've ever dealt with, and who was the not so nice celebrity you dealt with?
Well, the first one that comes to mind, not so nice, is Nicki Minaj. No comment on that, but not a not a nice person. As far as some of the greatest people, Lady Gaga is super super cool. Bob Seger was amazing. I got a quick story about Chris Stapleton. I was working an event and driving a bus driver back to a hotel, and I didn't know who Chris Stapleton was at the time or what he looked like. And the bus driver says, hey, roll your window down and ask that guy if he wants a ride. So I scream across the street, hey, you want a ride? And he's like, no, I'm good. And the bus driver says, oh, that was Chris Stapleton.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the finances part here, Jeff. Everyone wants to know, what kind of money can you make being a runner from an entertainment company?
Well, it's a 1099 gig, and you're paid on the daily. And depending on who it is, it's $300 to $500 a shift. If you work 3 hours or 12 hours, it's the same pay.
Who determines the pay if it's a $500 day? Is it based on the level of celebrity, like an A-lister, you're getting paid more?
No, a $500 gig is usually a corporate gig. So if you're working for Microsoft or Lenovo, or there's somebody doing a big conference in town, they pay super big bucks. The local concerts and bands and residencies typically pay $300 to $400.
Do you get tips?
Not very often. I was working George Strait show, and I picked up a bunch of drunk cowboys, and one of them slipped me $100. So occasionally, but not on the regular.
Hey, let's hear for the drunk cowboys.
Yeah,
he
probably thought it was like a 10 or something.
Hey, Jeff, this was so interesting. I did not know a job like this existed. I love Career Day so much. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
Absolutely. Anytime I can help.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
That was fun. Interesting, too.
To hear the jobs that are out there that you didn't even know were jobs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what I love best. And we'd love to have you. If you're willing to spend a little time with us on a Wednesday morning, we would love to talk to you about your career. You can reach out to us through our social media, Mercedes in the Morning, or through our website, mix941.fm.
All right. It's now time for Heads Up, and we want you to play. The phone number you got to call is 702-364-9400. You got to be caller 20. And when you are, you're playing for a huge huge prize here.
Yeah, talk about living legends. We have two tickets to see Billy Joel. The two will be together at Allegiant Stadium on November 9th, and we have your tickets right now with Heads Up. You just have to pick a category, enter your partner, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
James, hey, you're caller 20.
Woo. Yeah. Woo.
Let's do this. Woo. We have Billy Joel and Sting tickets for you right now with Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with United Nations, Piano Man, or Apple a Day?
Let's do Apple a Day.
Apple a Day. Okay. Apple Day was on Monday. These are all foods or drinks that start with the letter A, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who would you like to pick as your partner?
Well, let me do JC.
All right.
All right. All right. Here we go, James. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win. And Heads Up, we start now. When you eat this, your pee will smell.
Boy, my pee was passed.
No, passing that one. Yeah, use this to make guacamole.
Guacamole. Salsa. Guacamole.
It's green.
Avocado.
Avocado, yes. Skip the next one. This is a famous drink named after a golfer.
Carl Palmer.
Yes. This is the American. You put ice cream on top of it.
Apple pie.
Yes. This is a nut that starts with the letter A. There's a candy bar, blank joy.
Almond joy?
The first part of that.
Yeah.
Almond, okay.
Yeah.
Skip that next one. Oh, my gosh. Skip that next one. This is a fish you put on top of pizza. No, that's not. No, I'll say a different one. No, this is a vegetable. No. This is a vegetable, and you slice it in half. We'll pass on that next one. This is the next. Tequila is made out of this.
Oh, got it.
Time.
Yes. Oh.
Time.
Oh, you guys
time.
Were close.
Time. What were we at? Five?
You got five. Oh, I'm so sorry, James.
I love you guys.
Hey, we love you too.
Hold on one second.
So much for trying. Oh, you got it. Some of those were really hard. I mean, really, really hard. I mean, Aperol Spritz was one of them, you guys. I was like, how are you going to do that?
I passed on that one.
I was like, I'd be like, it's a orange European drink. I don't know.
And then artichoke, I was singing anchovies when I got to that one.
When I saw that, I was like, this is not a fish, JC. All right. Well, that means caller 20 right now, you get the tickets. Two of them to see Billy Joel and Sting at Allegiant Stadium on November 9th. They're yours for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Did you guys hear about this McDonald's E. coli outbreak?
Oh, yes.
The Centers for Disease Control and...
Whoa, stop that, Mariah Carey.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced yesterday that health officials are investigating an E. coli outbreak that has gotten 49 people sick in 10 states, including one older person in Colorado who passed away. The agency announced that the outbreak's been linked to the McDonald's Quarter Pounder, and it was sold in those 10 states. McDonald's said in a statement yesterday afternoon that the initial findings from the investigation indicate the subset of illnesses may be linked to slivered onions, which came from a single supplier. So they've pulled Quarter Pounders from the menu in the affected states. Nevada is not on that list, just want to let you know, but some of those states include Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Utah, Oregon. So just keep that in mind too. So
what's the worst you've been like stomach bug wise? Do you remember? Is it from food poisoning or just a stomach flu you got?
Stomach wise was 2 weeks ago when I had to do the prep for my colonoscopy. That was the worst I've ever been in my entire life. I can't even put it into words. Like, it was...
That was prescribed to you, though. You had to do that.
I am traumatized by what happened to me. It was so... Wrong.
How long, like, did you feel like we bloated afterwards? You did all that stuff, or did you feel like very like you need like I don't know, like your stomach was tight? Or how did you feel afterwards? Was your stomach in pain?
I wasn't in pain at all. It's just I had to go to the bathroom every like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just... I don't want to gross people out, but yeah, it was rough. What about you?
stomach bug in 2007 is my buddy's house. We were there for the 4th of July, and his son was, I think, a year old at the time. He was the carrier, and everyone that was in that house, everyone got the stomach flu so bad. And then I came in touch with people, and the people I came in touch with, they got it as well. It was super bad. I remember it was a week later, and I still had the effects from it. And I was hosting an event at a certain property here in town, a UFC fighter was there, and I was speaking on this microphone, and the UFC fighter showed up afterwards, and he spoke on the same microphone, and the next day he was leaving town, and he got really sick driving back, and my buddy worked at that property, and they called my buddy and accused him of getting food poisoning from one of the restaurants. He's like, I got this, I'm throwing up, I'm sick, I got the stomach bug, it was probably something I ate last night. And my buddy's telling me this, I'm like, oh my gosh. Did I give a UFC fighter my stomach bug?
Wow.
Because we shared the same microphone.
You should have told this competitor, like, you're welcome.
When he can't fight tonight, that's because of me. Yeah. It was so bad, I took out a UFC fighter.
That is crazy. A new study has come out. It's actually not a study. It's an infidelity coach. It has revealed the ages that a partner may cheat on you. This guy wrote a book. It's called How to Be Unfaithful Without Getting Caught. Wow, that sounds like a nice little read. And they said that an affair is most likely to take place at ages 29, 39, and 49. They say the end of decade milestones make sense. Those are periods when a lot of people are kind of reflecting on their lives. And as they're about to enter this new decade, they said that growing up in a household where other people had affairs may also legitimize the idea of cheating. I guess stats show that 25% of men and 18% of women cheat on their spouses at least once during their marriage.
Oh, 25%.
Of men, yeah.
You know you're in trouble when you come home and that book's on the coffee table. Like, what are you reading?
I know. I mean, and do you feel weird buying that? Like, you probably order it online. Because I can't say going into a bookstore and asking, where's the How to Be Unfaithful Without Getting Caught?
Well, that's in our cheating section. Yeah. It's over there in aisle two amongst the other cheating books.
Finally, this morning, it is National Caramel Month, and an iconic candy company is celebrating with a fashion choice. Werther's Original, you know, the ones that your grandma had?
Yeah.
They are holding a sweepstakes to give away Werther's Original Pocket Denim. So basically, this is a pair of jeans with 30 pockets, and the pockets are all along the outer seam, and they say there's enough room for one Werther's Original Caramel to put in each one of those pockets. They're giving away 200 pairs of the jeans with a line of tiny pockets on each leg, and you can enter to win one of these pairs of jeans on the Werther's website. It closes out on Friday, but yeah, that was so typical. Whenever you're with grandma, she just pulls out one of those from her pocket. So I'm glad they make them for 30. Yeah.
Think of all the, what you use, Burt's Bees, what you use for your lips.
Yeah, I need a Burt's Bees pair of jeans.
30 pairs will never run out. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning.
I got a buddy of mine. Here's the question for you. What is your earliest childhood memory? Think about that. 702-364-9400. Because I got a buddy of mine that's in Michigan right now, and he's visiting his mom, and he's seeing his childhood home. And we're talking about his home, and he was telling me that he remembers when he was 2 years old, there was a tornado that was coming through the area, and they have a crawl space down in the basement, and he vividly remembers his mom being in the crawl space and his dad handing him off to his mom in this crawl space. And as a kid, he would tell this story to his parents, and the story does match up, that this tornado came through, they weren't expecting it, they ran down to the basement, and the dad handed him off to the mom, who took him and pulled him into the crawl space with her while dad grabbed a couple other things and went down in there. But 2 years old, and he has this vivid memory of that event.
Is that, do you consider that like really early to remember an event?
Like, I don't know what the scientific age should be when you start having memories, but I think that's pretty early at 2 years old. Do you have something earlier than two?
I do. And it's like, I confirmed it with my mom and everything that it happened. She's like, Yeah, there's no way I've ever talked about that, but it definitely happened. And I was months old. I think I was like 8 months old.
8 months old.
Yeah. So she took me to be a part of this program at our local swimming pool to learn. They did swim lessons for babies, but babies obviously don't understand. So what they would do is they would just throw us in the pool and then like get our natural instincts going to like turn on our backs.
Yeah.
Like, no joke. And I distinctly remember being thrown in this pool, and they got my favorite toy that I loved at that point, and it was like this teething ring. And I remember the colors of the beads on the teething ring. They were teal, orange, and yellow, and they were this teething ring, and they threw that in the pool too. So my instinct was to go for it, to try to reach for it, and I remember reaching for it and then turning and laying on my back. I literally remember this. My mom said, like, you were not even a year old when I had you do that program. And I was like, I remember it. I remember the blue of the water. I remember opening my eyes under the water, seeing the teething ring. I remember reaching for it. Like, it's the most bizarre thing, and that is my earliest memory.
That's crazy. Do you think because it was kind of a traumatic event, you're not expecting that to happen, and that's why it's stamped in your memory? My buddy, same thing with a tornado coming through. I'm sure his parents were panicked. Traumatic event, stamped in your memory. Do you think that has something to do with it?
I think it does. I think it was just because my instincts were trying to keep me safe.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just really weird.
8 months. That's nuts.
Suzanne, good morning. What is your earliest memory?
Okay. So I was in the grocery store. I had to be like 2 to 3 years old. I was in the grocery store in the front where you put the babies. And I remember reaching over and touching a head of lettuce. And my mother smacked my hand.
Oh, no.
And I don't know why it sticks out in my... I don't know why I remember it, unless maybe it was the first time I ever got my hand smacked.
What did she say? What did she say when she smacked your hand? You cut out.
Oh, she said, "Don't touch the food."
I mean, my mom still does that to me. I want it. Suzanne, that's crazy. 2 years old on that one. Let's talk to Elaine. Elaine, do you have an early childhood memory?
I do. When I was about 3 years old, I was at a big family gathering at my grandparents' house, and I went underneath the sink and dumped an entire bottle of Drano all over the place, including on myself. And I remember my grandfather just flying towards me and snatching me up and throwing me in the bathtub. So, yeah, that was definitely pre-childproofing days. So
I think it's like these stories have a trauma mm-hmm. associated with them, like where you were scared or unsure of what was going on. Victoria, do you have a similar story?
I do. I was 3 years old in Ibiza and I drowned.
You drowned?
I did. And I remember my dad's friend jumping in, pulling me out and putting his fingers down my throat. And then to this day, I can't swim, and I have dreams and nightmares of bubbles in a pool.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I could see where that would affect me for the rest of my
Absolutely.
Life, for sure.
Another traumatic event, drowning in a pool.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I'm so glad you're okay, Victoria. Jessica, what is your earliest childhood memory?
So mine was a little later and not traumatic, but embarrassing. I went to the store with my dad, and I got cigarettes for my uncle because they were by, like, the candy at that point. And we got home, and I went to go give them to my uncle, and my dad's like, "We didn't pay for that." He's like, "You stole it. You need to go back to the store. I'm taking you back to the store. You need to apologize for stealing it." It was so embarrassing. Like, at 5 years old, I was like, "Are you serious?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'll never forget it. It was the Albertsons and dropping Mountain Vista. Never forget.
Gosh. So now the trauma is driving by it every time you see it. You're like, "No!
I gotta return those sinks."
Wow.
This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we are looking for our October Teacher of the Month.
Just a couple more days to get those nominations in, so do it now. Go to our website, mix941.fm, and click on the contest tab. Right there, you're going to find it, Teacher of the Month, and we want to hear why the teacher you're nominating deserves to be recognized. Are they always there for you? Did they help you with something? Are they just always in a good mood? What is it that makes you want them to be our October Teacher of the Month?
And they get a really cool prize. It's a random drawing, and the Teacher of the Month receives a $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and they also get that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
So get those nominations in now. Mix941.fm. Entries close on Friday, so make sure you do it today. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. We are done for a Wednesday. J-Love is coming up next. Make sure you catch up on anything that we did today or yesterday or the day before by downloading our podcast. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts, and you can do that by downloading the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. We are headed out, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Well, Steph wants to go trick-or-treating as an adult. But once you start going up to houses and stuff, that's for the kids.
Candy's kind of expensive, and we're trying to get like a cheap way to get candy. So that's one of the things we're like, hey, come on, let's just go a couple houses.
I'll save some candy for you from my house, and I'll bring it for you the next day. We've got the full-size candy bars, so just save the trick-or-treating for the kiddos, and then you can get some candy from my house.
I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to pretend I'm not me. I'm going to go to your house. I'm going to like, hey, trick-or-treat.
I'll know it's you, and I'll even give you extra.
Ooh, can you save me two Snickers and a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
Done. Consider
it. I love it. And that'll do it for show number 2,158 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.